Brexit's Nigel Farage officially launches campaign to take on big banks. By Kurt Zindelka on July 30, 2023. Nigel Farage has officially launched a campaign to take on the big banks and represent members of the public who have unjustly had their accounts shut, following his own scandalous debanking over his political views. After successfully leading the campaign to see the United Kingdom leave the globalist EU project, Brexit's Nigel Farage has a new target in his sights: the increasingly woke and authoritarian banking industry. This month, Mr. Farage has engaged in a very public battle with the NatWest Banking Group over the decision of its subsidiary Coutts to close his account for his views on issues such as Brexit, coronavirus vaccines, the radical LGBT agenda, and his friendships with figures such as President Donald Trump. And finally, the subsequent leaks to the BBC about his personal account details from the now-fired NatWest CEO. According to the Brexit leader, the major national scandal has resulted in him receiving an outpouring of correspondences from members of the public relaying that they too have been victimized by the big banks. To marshal a campaign against the ESG-promoting industry, Mr. Farage launched a new website, accountclose.org, for the debank to form a powerful group to lobby government and prevent the rise of politically biased banking, particularly given the fact that many banks, including NatWest, were bailed out by the taxpayer in 2008. I'm beginning to have the impression this is much, much bigger than any of us could have contemplated, he told The Telegraph. This is about the right to free speech, about having a country where people are treated fairly in an age when you frankly can't function on a personal level, let alone a business level, without a bank account. The Brexit leader said that he has already been contacted personally by dozens of small businesses in the UK who had their accounts shut down by banks who did not want to deal with cash. With the rise of digital payments and contactless credit cards, many areas in the UK are already refusing to accept cash, meaning not only increased surveillance opportunities for the government but also increased profits for the banks. Given that, as opposed to cash, every financial transaction involves a fee being put into their pockets. The issue of a cashless society is becoming closer to reality, with the governments of the UK, EU, and the United States all seeking to introduce central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, which even the Bank of England has acknowledged could be programmable by the state, controlling how people spend their money, leading many to fear the rise of something akin to the social credit score in communist China. The campaign from Mr. Farage, therefore, could have international impacts. Should the UK become a first mover on CBDCs and is forced by the Brexit leader to implement legal free speech protections for those accessing the digital currency, other countries may follow suit. The government is already planning on introducing legislation to require that banks give customers a 90-day warning before their account is shut and to inform them of their reasons for doing so, with the exception of cases involving criminal probes. It has also been suggested that banks may be required to pledge to uphold free speech principles as a condition for maintaining their license to lend in Britain. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.